All right. Good morning, Fritz Burn, bloodandfaith.com. It's Saturday morning, and I've been traveling a little bit. I've been away, so I've been a little lax on getting the podcast out, but I did want to talk a little bit about the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. For some reason, I watched a short clip of a couple of gentlemen talking about prophecy. It was a prophecy series, and they have a fancy setup there with a nice background, and they're going to go through prophecy from the book of Revelation. And I thought it was interesting that they said, well, you know, one of the greatest signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ is the rise of anti-Semitism. I thought, well, this ought to be interesting. Let me see what they have to say about this. So I just listened to that portion of it, and it shouldn't boggle my mind, but it does boggle my mind that people get things 100% backwards. So I thought I'd just read a little bit about the book of Revelation, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about who God's people are. And to start off, I might as well start off with a bombshell. I mean, let's just put it this way. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15, says this: "You will leave your name for a curse to my chosen ones. And the Lord God will slay you, but my servants will be called by another name." Who is this talking about? Well, first of all, my servants will be called by another name. Well, that's Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And at Antioch, they were first called Christians. At Antioch, they were called Christians. And that's the new name for God's people. That's the new name for God's chosen people. It's been that way for 2,000 years. God's chosen people are called Christians. God's chosen people are called Christians. But you, these people that Isaiah is talking to, you will leave your name for a curse to my chosen ones, and the Lord God will slay you. But my servants will be called by another name. That's Christian. Who is the Lord God going to slay? It's the Jews. And God's people are now called Christians. The cursed name is the Jew. The blessed name and the chosen name of God's people are called Christians. What's one of the first scenes that happens in the Gospels? Remember Matthew chapter, I want to say it's Matthew chapter 3. He warns the Jews, he warns them. He says, listen, y'all are going to be chopped down and thrown and burnt in a fire. And then you go over and you read about the story of the vineyard in Matthew chapter 21. This is Jesus Christ. And he says, listen, the kingdom is going to be taken away from you and given to a different ethnos, different ethnic group. Given to the Europeans, essentially. And he says, bring these people that didn't want me to rule over them and slay them in my presence. That's Jesus Christ. Bring those that didn't want me to rule over them and slay them in my presence. Who refused to have Jesus Christ rule over them? The Bible calls Jesus the King of the Jews. The Jews rejected him and murdered him. Jesus said, what's going to happen? Bring these people that did not want me to rule over them and slay them in my presence. It was right back to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. And he's talking to these people. He says, you will leave your name as a curse to my chosen ones, and the Lord God will slay you. But my servants will be called by another name. Okay, the servants of God, the people of God, are called Christians. They're Christians. They're not these people that call themselves Jews. And I keep thinking about these people, you know, say, Jesus is a Jew, you know my opinion on that. They don't say that to honor Jesus Christ. They say that to honor the Jews. And they hate Jesus Christ. Why would Jesus Christ call himself a child of the devil? Why would Jesus Christ call himself the synagogue of Satan? Because it's Jesus Christ himself who said that of the Jews. He looked at the Jews direct on in John chapter 8. He says, you are of your father the devil. It says the Jews there. So the question is, why would Jesus Christ call himself a child of the devil? I mean, this is pretty basic theology here. Theology just means the word of God. I mean, it's written right in there. In Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9, why would Jesus Christ call himself a synagogue of Satan? when Jesus Christ talks to the Jews and he says, you are a synagogue of, you're liars. You're not even Jews. You're liars. You're Satan's own synagogue. You're Satan's little babies. Revelation chapter 15. Let me see if I can pop over chapter 12. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with sun. The moon was under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. Another sign appeared, a great dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth, so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. All right? She gave birth to the child, a male child, which is Jesus Christ, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Jesus Christ is crucified. He descends. He rises from the dead, physically rises from the dead. And he's in heaven until the appointed time. There's a war in heaven. Michael and the angels are waging war with the dragon. The dragon and the angels wage war, but they're not strong enough. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who's called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Now, this is key. Satan is a deceiver. He deceives the whole world. And that's really something I want to emphasize. He's not the tempter. Does he tempt? Sure, he tempts. But here the Bible talks about him as the deceiver. Does he tempt you? I suppose so. It's usually our own lust that tempts us. I mean, you look at something you want and you're tempted by your own lust. It's not even the devil. Can the devil tempt? Yeah, he tempted Jesus. But he's known as the deceiver. And he doesn't deceive you into smoking your cigarettes. That's your own deal going on there. He deceives the nations of the world. And you read that through the Revelation. He doesn't just deceive Johnny and Susie and Tommy and South. He deceives nations and empires. The Bible says right here, he's the deceiver of the whole world. What does he deceive as? Well, apparently right now there's a great deception in the church that they call the people that reject Jesus Christ God's chosen people. I mean, that's twisted. That's seriously twisted. So that's a deception. The whole thing about evolution is a deception. The Bible over and over and over and over and over and over again. And the first, 9-10 chapters of Genesis talks about how it talks about the kinds and they stay together. Kinds only reproduce after their own kind. You don't change kinds. Frogs don't give birth to baby alligators. Alligators don't give birth to baby deer. Deer don't give birth to baby gorillas. Okay, they reproduce only after their own kind, and they go onto the ark in pairs by kinds, and they come off the ark in pairs by kinds. There's no mixing of the species. And the whole theory of evolution inverts what God very clearly said. The kinds only reproduce after their own kind. Even the plants only reproduce after their own kind. Fir trees have seeds for fir trees. They don't have seeds for apple trees. And the entire theory of evolution is an inversion of what the Holy Scriptures say. There's no such thing as a morphing of kinds. So that's one big deception. Another is the nature of our cosmology. The nature of what we look at, the sun and the moon and the stars, and we say, the earth just happened by chance. And that, you know, a bunch of explosions happened and, you know, there were stars and planets and next thing you know, the earth came out. And it's completely opposite of what the Holy Scriptures teach us. Holy Scriptures are very clear on this. The earth existed before the sun, the moon, and the stars. The earth was in existence on the first day. The sun, the moon, the stars show up on the fourth day. Light and day and night existed on the first day. The sun, the moon, and the stars don't exist until the fourth day. Our cosmology is all mixed up. This is what Satan does. This is an example of the deception of Satan. Okay, it's not little lies. It's not little things. It's big stuff, big lies. Complete inversion of the nature of where we came from and who we are. Moving on in Revelation 12. Now I heard a loud voice saying, now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before God day and night. And they are overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even when faced with death. Okay, because of the word of their testimony. Testimony of what? In Jesus Christ. For this reason, O heavens, and you that dwell in them, woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down with great wrath, knowing that his time is short. And the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth. He persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. And they're calling this anti-Semitism. First of all, anti-Semitism is not even in the Holy Scriptures. Anti-Semitism is a word made up by Jews, for Jews, to protect Jews, even when the Jews are out there murdering people they don't like. Anti-Defamation League came about because they were protecting a rapist and a murderer of a little white Gentile girl. That's known fact. That's known history. And they use this word to protect themselves. Not anybody else, only themselves. So if the guy on the radio had said, well, you know, they're persecuting a people that call themselves Jews. I'm not even sure they are Jews. Jesus says, hey, they're liars. They're not even Jews. They're liars. They're of Satan's synagogue. But they come up with this word, anti-Semitism, and you have the whole loaded term, and everybody's assumed to understand what it means, which means you can't touch anybody that calls themselves a Jew. Whether they're Jew or not is even besides the point. They call themselves a Jew, you can't touch them, you can't speak against them, you can't say anything against them. And the Jews are literally a people that rejects Jesus Christ. How do you call them the chosen people of God when they reject God himself? It's why would Jesus Christ call himself a child of the devil or the synagogue of Satan? Jesus Christ didn't subscribe to this. He didn't subscribe to any of this nonsense. Is Jesus going to go out and say, hey, I'm a child of the devil and I'm of the synagogue of Satan? No. Jesus rejected that. He called the Jews the children of the devil. He called the Jews the synagogue of Satan. So please don't offend Jesus Christ by suggesting that he's with the other Jews, that he's a child of Satan, of the synagogue of Satan. How insulting is that? This is another deception. This is my third great example of a deception. You've got the evangelical church coming along. Charismatics and the Pentecostals and the Baptists. Oh, they're God's chosen. No, they're not. They're not. They're not God's chosen people. They've utterly rejected him. And Jesus Christ was very clear. Bring those people in front of me that did not want me to reign over them and slay them in my presence. And we see a little taste of that in Isaiah 65, verse 12. And you'll also see in Revelation 3, verse 9, it doesn't just say that the Jews are a synagogue of Satan, but it also says very clearly, it says, listen, I'm going to bring these people and I'm going to make them bow down and worship at your feet. Who's he talking to? He's talking to Christians, people that believe in Jesus Christ, people that confess Jesus Christ as Lord, people that believe that he rose from the dead, people that were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And he says, I'm going to take these people that call themselves Jews, I'm going to make them bow down at your feet, Christians, and let them know that you're the ones that I've loved. Oh, let's just read it. Let's read it. It's worth reading. Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. He's talking to Christians. And he says, behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who are they? Who call themselves Jews, and they're not, but they lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. So you got Jews out there saying, oh, all the earth will worship us. All the earth will serve the Jew. Again, deception. Again, inversion. Complete 100% inversion. The Jews are Satan's chosen people. They're not God's chosen people. Jesus Christ is telling his church, this is the Church of Philadelphia, he says, behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. And you got these guys doing a prophecy seminar, and they go over the most important, they skip the most important part. Who does God love? Who does he hate? Jesus Christ does not love the synagogue of Satan, people. Jesus Christ did not love the devil's children. He does not love the devil's children. He does not love the synagogue of Satan. He died for his own people. Jesus Christ said, hey, I didn't come for y'all. I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He's going to take these people who call themselves Jews, but they're liars. And they're Satan's synagogue. They're Satan's chosen people. They're Satan's organization. They're Satan's corporate body. He says, I'm going to make them come and bow down at your feet, Christian. Why would Jesus Christ call himself a synagogue of Satan? Why would Jesus Christ call himself a child of the devil? He reserved those descriptions for the Jews. Don't insult Jesus Christ by calling him a Jew. Please don't do that. You're not helping yourself out at all on that one. All right, back to Revelation chapter 12. But the two, okay, so, and the dragon saw that he was thrown down. He began to persecute the woman who gave birth to the child. Who's the woman? It's the chosen people of God. It's not the people that rejected God. Who are the chosen people of God? It's those baptized in Jesus Christ. But the two wings were given to the great eagle, who were given to the woman, so that she could fly to the wilderness into her place, where she was nourished for time, times, and half a time. Serpent poured out water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out. So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Okay, right there. The dragon is enraged with the woman. So they're saying this is anti-Semitism. The dragon is enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Okay? Modern Jews do not hold to the testimony of Jesus Christ. Modern Jews do not hold to the testimony of Jesus Christ. The devil's going after those who hold to the testimony of Jesus Christ. Not a bunch of antichrist, not the antichrist. The modern Jews are antichrist. It's literally the definition of antichrist is to be against Christ. Those who deny the Father and the Son. This is literally the description of the Jew. And so, and again, back to Satan. He's the deceiver. Utterly a deceiver. So we got our work cut out to do. Oh, I got a little bit of good news. I think later on this month, end of August, I'm going to get more free publicity from the usual suspects, but I, you know, don't know what it looks like yet, but it's coming out. It won't be friendly to me, but I'm okay with that. What you want to be doing in life is you want to be grouped with the people that Satan hated. That's who you want to be grouped with. You want to be in a group of people that Satan absolutely hates and comes after. All right? That includes Jeremiah, Jesus Christ, John, Peter. And if Satan doesn't hate you, that's too bad. You're missing out on an opportunity in life. All right. That's it for now. Fritz Berger, bloodandfaith.com.